doctor, doctor, help me please, I know you'll understand. There's a time device inside of me, I'm a self-destructive man. There's a rat under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. And said you're not going crazy, you're just a bit sad, cause there's a man in you, gnawing you, tearing you into two. Set him by you.
I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired as hell. I'm not the cat I used to be, I got a kid, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road. We'll be right back.
I'll meet ya.
This is CKMS, 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, radiowaterloo.ca on the web.
Like what you hear?
Why not drop a line at www.radiowaterloo.ca?
Or if you would like to request a song, check out Radio Waterloo on Facebook and Twitter.
Or call us at 519-884-2567.
You are listening to the new 102.7 CKMS FM.
Aw, man.
What's got you down there, DJ Denim?
I'm totally bummed. I never got accepted into my broadcasting program.
Aw, buddy. That sucks to hear. Why not?
Just applied a little too late this year, you know?
Yeah, man, I hear ya. But sometimes, life can get bad. But it's not always bad, because here at CKMS, we can help you out.
Really? That'd be awesome.
Yes, of course, really. We've been serving the community for the past 40 years. That's how long we've been providing a voice for folks like you in our community. Just check out RadioWaterloo.ca and click on the Start a Show tab.
Well, thank you, Radio Waterloo. CKMS FM. Rockin' Waterloo.
After a night out with your friends, there are always options for getting home safely. You could call your BFF, your mom or dad, whoever you can count on for a safe ride home. You could call your favorite cab company or 1-888 taxi guy, or you could use the Arrival Live smartphone app to help you choose your ride. Be it a friend, transit or taxi, getting home safely is app easy. Now available for iOS and Android devices. Visit arrivealive.org to find out more. Arrive Alive, drive sober.
And welcome back to CKMS Ride World of Motorsports on 102.7 Radio Waterloo. This is DJ JD, and it is about 30 minutes. and we were just talking about how Dale Earnhardt's mansion of a yacht is up for sale, and that is it's a beautiful, beautiful yacht, and I was taking some pictures, or I was looking at some pictures of that during the music break there, and so we have it up on our Facebook page at CKMSWWOM. You can just scroll down and you'll see that article, and it's really beautiful yacht. Too bad he couldn't enjoy it though. But going on into some more motorsports news, some of the stuff that we missed in the off season, the 2019 started off good. You know, the last couple of weeks, the motorsports season kind of starts obviously with the Barrett Jackson Auto Show down in Arizona. That kind of starts off the motorsports season. But of course, the last couple of years, the Race of Champions Nation Cup happens, and this year is at Mexico City's Foro Sol. And it was a sunny afternoon in the Mexican capital, and legends from the world's biggest motorsport series teamed up in pairs to battle for national and regional pride. They raced a mix of cars, including an Ariel Adam, a Stadium Super Truck, a Cabo, and a couple of other kind of cars on a purpose-built pursuit track. And we saw Tom Christensen of Team Nordic, reigning World Rally X champion. Christofferson prevailed in the final against Team Germany duo Sebastian Vettel and FIA Formula 3 European champion Mick Schumacher. In the first heat, Christensen held off the challenge of four-time F1 world champion Sebastian Vettel by 2 races to 1. Schumacher struck back in style for Team Germany by beating Christofferson 2-0 in the second heat, but in the end, Christensen, competing in a record-equaling 15th race of champions, was too strong in the final to seal the Rock Nations Cup final for Team Nordic. And beaten finalist Team Germany also had a fine afternoon's work, but they nearly missed out on bringing home the trophy. The home fans enjoyed cheering on Team Mexico's F1 star Esteban Gutierrez and 2018 Indy Lights champion Patricio O'Ward all the way to the semifinals before they were defeated by Team Nordic. Team Brazil, Helio Castroneves and Lucas Degrassi also made it as far as the semifinal before they were beaten in straight heats by Team Germany. The afternoon's action began with the teams. They split 10 teams into 3 round-robin groups on a day of matchups between huge stars of the world of motorsports. Many superstars fell by the way in its early stage. And Team Brazil came out on top of Group B with 3 wins at the expense of 2 teams that were only decided in the morning after. And Team Sim Racing All-Stars, which is a world final winners from online, Enzo Bonito and James Baldwin, took a win apiece but went out in that round. Team Telcel Mexico, which NASCAR ace Daniel Suarez and Rock Mexico Kart winner Ruben Garcia Jr. also left the stage with a single win between them. Daniel Suarez actually had mechanical issues in his car, so that was a very unfortunate, as I was cheering for the NASCAR driver. But after the Rock Nations Cup finished, it was time to raise the national pride stakes even further with a very special Mexico versus the World contest. And the home drivers took on all the other drivers in a head-to-head shootout, both in sim racing and in real cars, to collect a total of 7 points. I guess bonus points. That's neat how they tie in sim racing and that with the points. And we saw the Rolex just a couple weeks ago, and that was an exciting race. And that was, unfortunately, much of the second half of that was impacted by severe rain in its 50th season, with, of course, this first race, the first season that NBC has ever covered. So there was only about like 12 hours of racing, but much of the race was under a red flag. And for the most of the final 2 hours, there were 18 full course cautions, which was a record for a Rolex 24-hour race. And of course, it included the yellow flag at the end and the first ever red flag. So it was bad, treacherous conditions, and I was wondering, some drivers were driving fine in it, and some drivers weren't, and there was a point where it looked like there were some drivers that should have drove in the rain, weren't being able to drive in the rain. That's when you know it's getting bad. So
I was kind of stoked. You'd think, you know, but Daytona isn't good for that. There's a lot of hydroplaning on the track. It's a flat, mostly flat, other than the banking. So to find the results of all the winners, all I know is Wayne Taylor Racing won their class for the GT Le Mans or whatever, the Le Mans prototype. And that's all that matters. So you can find those results online. It's too damn complicated to find. There's not much coverage on that series, apparently, on the internet. Anyway, NASCAR is asking around $20 million for top-tier slots in its proposed new sponsorship model, close to double original estimates, according to sources. The plan is to move away from a one-title sponsor in place of a tiered system similar to the one used by the NCAA. The Premier Series would simply be called the NASCAR Cup Series. NASCAR has been pitching big spenders already in the sport, among others. One name consistently mentioned the brand is likely Coca-Cola, with the top-tier slot, which has already offered a deal with the sanctioning body through to 2023. NASCAR has more than 50 official sponsors. Sources say a template for top-tier package is the sanctioning body has been pitching brands to come around $20 million annually. That includes $15 million worth of assets across the league and tracks, plus a minimum $5 million media spend. That template is for brands that are new to the sport. The terms could slightly differ from brands that are already NASCAR partners. When the model was originally announced, sources projected that sponsorships would sell for around $10 million each. The new model would be unique, and that would include assets that have never been packaged with the series sponsorship. Those include title deals for NASCAR Cup Series races for top-tier partners, TV visible signage, and a new twist, opportunities to have brands involved with parts of the season that previously didn't have a sponsor, like the annual Western Swing, or even stuff like a road course swing. Either way, it'll end up being interesting to see what they're going to do after this season starts. Throughout the season, I'm sure there'll be some stuff that'll slowly come out through the rumor mill that will kind of give us more of a for sure idea of what's going on, and maybe that'll kind of like douse the flames a little bit. But we're on for another 20 minutes. You don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is DJ JD. You're listening to CKMS Wide World of Motorsports. Here's some more classic rock.
I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover, oh, will you
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
CKMS, Wide World of Motorsports, right here on 102.7 Radio Waterloo. This is DJ JD, and we're just going to wrap up the show here and going on to whoever is next, because I don't know. So, some stuff, some other stuff going on around I want to say some drivers that we know that are switching teams. There's 12 drivers that are up for question here. Kurt Busch, he is set to drive for Chip Ganassi Racing as a replacement for Jay McMurray behind the number one Chevrolet after driving for Stuart Haas Racing last year. And he is set to be replaced by Daniel Suarez. Landon Castle should have an asterisk beside his name because the fact that he is not exactly set to switch teams. He drove part-time for Starcom Racing in the 2018 season. As he competed in the 29 of the 36 races, he drove the 00 Chevrolet and the 99 Chevrolet. He is set to become the full-time driver of the 00 Chevrolet. Ross Chastain, same deal with him. He is not exactly switching teams. He drove full-time for Premium Motorsports in the 2019 season as he competed 34 of the 36 races and drove the number 15 Chevrolet last season, but he is set to become the full-time driver of that car this season. And however, just like last season, Chastain will not be eligible for points in the Cup Series as the result of the fact that he is set to drive full-time and earn points in the Xfinity Series this season. Matt DiBenedetto is set to drive for Levine Family Racing as a replacement for Casey Kane behind the wheel of the number 95 Chevrolet Turn Toyota. After driving the number 32 Go Fast Racing Ford of the 2018 season, he is set to be replaced by Corey LaJoie. Daniel Hemric, he is set to drive for Richard Childress Racing as a replacement for Ryan Newman behind the wheel of the 31 Turn 8 Chevrolet. He has never previously competed full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series. And speaking of Newman, he is set to drive for Roush Fenway Racing as a replacement for Trevor Bayne and Matt Kenseth behind the wheel of the number 6 Ford after driving the number 31 for RCR last year. And he is set to be replaced by Daniel Hemric, potentially. Ryan Preece, he is set to drive for the JTG Dodger Racing as replacement for Allmendinger behind the wheel of the number 47 Chevrolet. And he has never previously competed full-time in the Cup Series. Corey LaJoie, he is set to drive for Matt DiBenedetto, like I had mentioned earlier. Suarez, like I had mentioned also, he's driving for Stuart Haas, confirmed just a few weeks ago. Matt Tift is set to drive for Front Row Motorsports as the team's third driver behind the wheel of number 36 Ford, and he has never previously competed in the NASCAR Cup Series either. Truex Jr., of course, that was one of the biggest switchovers from Joe Gibbs Racing, replacing Daniel Suarez behind the wheel of the number 19 after driving the number 78 Furniture Row Racing Toyota last year. And that's going to be interesting to see. But other than that, most of the other drivers are staying, of course, other than McMurray and Casey Kane, Trevor Bayne and Matt Kenseth. So those are some of the drivers we'll be missing this season. But of course, have more on that next week, because this Sunday, pretty excited, NASCAR's back. And it is going to be probably on one of the TSNs or on Fox this upcoming Sunday. And that's going to be starting at 2 p.m., actually at 3 p.m., I believe the green flag will be. And it'll be probably off the road for a couple hours after that. So Saturday, there's some practice for the qualifying, so we'll see how that goes Saturday. We'll have some updates for that, of course, on our social medias, Facebook and Twitter, at CKMSWWOM. Make sure you check us out next Monday, 1 to 2 p.m., right here on Radio Waterloo. That is it, folks. Take care of yourselves and, of course, each other. There is no opposition to the genius switch. Love, peace, and soul, folks. That's the bottom line. We'll see you down the road. Here's some music to end off the show. Because someone's taking over next. Good luck.
This is CKMS, 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web.
Like what you hear?
Why not drop a line at www.RadioWaterloo.ca.
Or if you would like to request a song, check out Radio Waterloo on Facebook and Twitter.
Or call us at 519-884-2567.
You are listening to the new 102.7 CKMS FM.
After a night out with your friends, there are always options for getting home safely. You could call your BFF, your mom or dad, whoever you can count on for a safe ride home. You could call your favorite cab company or 1-888 taxi guy. Or you could use the Arrival Live smartphone app to help you choose your ride. Be it a friend, transit or taxi, getting home safely is app easy. Now available for iOS and Android devices. Visit ArriveAlive.org to find out more. Arrive Alive. Drive sober.
This is CKMS, 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web.
Coming at you from the 102.7 CKMS FM Radio Waterloo Studios.
Mom or dad.
And this is CKMS Wide World of Motorsports coming at you every Monday right here on www.radiowaterloo.ca, Rogers Digital Cable Channel 946 in Southern Ontario, and of course 102.7 and the 519. And here's our second installment of Season 2 of Wide World of Motorsport.
This
the
is
official
CKMS 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web.
A lot of good stuff.
Like what you hear? Why not drop a line at www.RadioWaterloo.ca.
Or if you would like to request a song, check out Radio Waterloo on Facebook.
I also invite you to check
our
social media
at 519-84-2567.
You are listening to the new 102.7 CKMS FM.
And this is DJ JD93 on Steam.
Oh,
you can PM us.
What's got you down there, DJ Denim?
I'm totally bummed. I never got accepted into my broadcasting program.
Aw, buddy. That sucks to hear. Why not?
Just applied a little too late this year, you know?
Yeah, man, I hear you. But sometimes life can get bad. But it's not always bad, because here at CKMS, we can help you out.
Really? That'd be awesome.
Yes, of course, really. We've been serving the community for the past 40 years. That's how long we've been providing a voice for folks like you in our community. Just check out RadioWaterloo.ca and click on the Start a Show tab.
Well, thank you, Radio Waterloo. CKMS FM. Rock Waterloo.
Where cars are going to be torn down. If first place car fails with a major violation, they'll be disqualified and everything, even the win, will go away and down to second place. And if that passes the tech, they will be the winner. And there's a lot of talk about that potentially take their way of banning burnouts. And there's talk that they still can do burnouts. There's going to be a 90-minute wait for the winner to be declared. So I'm wondering how that's going to work with fans in the grandstands and them in victory lane. But I saw them do it at the Clash, so I think they do it Sunday. But that also has potential, because in some states you can actually bet at track. So they're saying that... at least in Delaware, the director of Delaware Lottery is saying that's going to obviously take an effect on the results for winners. It's going to be another 90-minute wait, so that's going to be something that is going to be kind of something, you know, there's downsides to this. So that's not really a big downside, in my opinion, but of course it will affect somebody. We're also looking into some other of the other series, national and international series. The NASCAR and General Tire announced a multi-year partnership, naming the tire General Tire the official racing tire and exclusive tire supplier of the NASCAR Canyon Pro Series and Pinty Series and the NASCAR Peak Mexico Series. And it's a six-year deal. And that was announced just last month with the NASCAR Wheel and Euro Series. So I wonder what's going on there. The tires will be manufactured in Lakeville, Indiana. Oh no, I don't want India. Whoops. Where they have the buildings. You want to outsource. That's not what you want to do. Donald Trump would not want that. I'm sure they make great tires in India though. Where they've been building stock car tires there for the ARCA series since 1995, however. So not like there's something that we're unfamiliar with. That means I'm just going to have to get a General Tire for my collection, my tire collection in my house. I'm going to go along very nicely with my Mark Martin tire. And speaking about other international racing news, Jason White, who has competed at every year in the NASCAR Pinty Series since NASCAR began sanctioning it in 2007, he competed in the ARCA Racing Series opener, and then on Saturday, Friday, he'll be competing in his third start in a Gander Outdoor Truck Series from British Columbia. And it's his first time at the 2.5 mile speedway. And last year, he raced trucks at CTMP and also at ISM Speedway in Phoenix last November. So he's already made laps in Daytona, of course, so we'll see how that goes. He'll be joining DJ Kennington from the Pinty Series as well, and Kennington will compete in the NASCAR Xfinity Series season opener on Saturday. So, in other news, Generation Next, the 2021, is the target for the next Generation 7 stock car, and that apparently is well underway in NASCAR's competition arm, and the racing departments of the sport's three participating manufacturers, and they're looking for something that's going to resemble more of what you can drive on the street, and that is something that is good news coming out of that. 2021, though, a few years away, and we're going to see what happens with that in the months to come. Of course, there's going to be more stuff coming out, and some other news for Australia NASCAR fans. They will be able to follow live action from the Monster Energy Cup Series throughout the championship's own live streaming service. And the popular American stock car category has confirmed that its track pass service is available in Australia, following the news that Fox Sports in Australia will no longer broadcast live races for the season. Track pass will come at a price, with the series starting at the cost Australian viewers $125 for an annual prescription, or $15 per month. The system will stream all Monster Energy Cup Series and Xfinity Series races, and of course highlights and unique live content, and that can be downloaded through the Apple's App Store, Google Play, and for Android users. And that's something very similar to what Formula One and some other racing series does, and that's something that I would like to see come to at least Canada next for sure, because then I would cut the cable. I would have no reason to have cable. And then, because you can also subscribe to other things throughout the internet now, just directly, so. We saw the ARCA Series races. Quick mention, Harrison Burton, who's the son of Jeff Burton. He won the ARCA race on Saturday, and Natalie Decker, I believe she finished fifth, so that's great news for women racers, yay. He's going to be racing, of course, this Friday in the Truck Series. And that was an interesting race, seeing his mom like freak out on the pit box. Stuff all over the internet for that. I don't know. And then for yesterday, there was cup qualifying for the Daytona 500. And for the first time in Daytona history, for Hendrick, they won through four for a race team. So William Byron ran the fastest time during front row qualifying on Sunday, securing pole position. And it's his first career pole, and the 700th pole for Chevrolet in the NASCAR Cup Series. And starting on the front row alongside Byron will be his fellow Hendrick Motorsports teammate, Alex Bowman, the Showman Bowman. And behind them will be Jimmy Johnson and Chase Elliott, and having a seven-time champion behind you, who had just won, of course, at the race, at the track for the Clash. That's some good company right there. And that's something that they're going to have to end up getting definitely really prepared for. The cars are on lockdown until Thursday, until the duels. So we're going to see the 24 can be back in victory lane this weekend. Byron has a 40-1 odds though, so we'll see how that plays out. And then for the Clash, of course, another Daytona race this year had red flags because of weather, and the first came on lap 8 and another on lap 39, when both times Paul Menard was a leader. Ironically, however, following the second restart, a red flag where Menard was given a push by Jimmy Johnson that allowed him to stay out front. And with the threat of heavy rain and an early finish definitely being imminent, Penske teamed up and they moved to the inside to mount a challenge to see what was whatever laps were left. And four laps later, the race ended up in all cars piling up, with Johnson and Kurt Busch going unscathed, and Logano and Blaney just tiptoeing through all that carnage. And Alex Bowman, who was just one of the two drivers to pit following the previous red flag, was fifth at the time of the stoppage. So the other driver to pit late was Chase Elliott as well. But none of that happened because all the cars wrecked. And there's video footage of Paul Menard. There was space between the wall and his car, and as Johnson was making the move, the space increased between the wall and his car. So just by fact, he did pull away from the wall. And he did go into Jimmy Johnson. And Jimmy Johnson was trying to get a side draft off of him. And you got to be up close. So it was just hard racing. I mean, it was both the guys' fault. And Jimmy Johnson was just making a last chance, a last effort chance at trying to get the win. And that's what happens when you have hard racing. And hopefully we'll see more hard racing throughout the year. And we, of course, want to ask you, the listeners, and the followers of Unforgettable NASCAR, why don't you guys let us know social media at CKMSWWOM on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Unforgettable NASCAR on Facebook. Wondering, not to get bashful, or not to get defensive here or anything, but what really did happen there? How did you see it? I told you how I saw it, and I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. Jeff Gordon even confirmed that, and I wouldn't doubt a Hall of Famer, so... Jimmy Johnson getting a win, not an official win, but it's a good way to start off the season. But what do you think? What do you think happened there? We want to hear from you at CKMSWWM on Facebook and Twitter. But we're going to get to some tunes here. Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne to kick off the NASCAR Speed Weeks right here on CKMS Wide World of Motorsports on 102.7 Radio Waterloo. We'll be right back.
This is CKMS, 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web.
Like what you hear?
Why not drop a line at www.radiowaterloo.ca?
Or if you would like to request a song, check out Radio Waterloo on Facebook and Twitter.
Or call us at 519-884-2567.
You are listening to the new 102.7 CKMS FM.
Aw, man.
What's got you down there, DJ Denim?
I'm totally bummed. I never got accepted into my broadcasting program.
Aw, buddy. That sucks to hear. Why not?
Just applied a little too late this year, you know?
Yeah, man, I hear ya. But sometimes, life can get bad. But it's not always bad, because here at CKMS, we can help you out.
Really? That'd be awesome.
Yes, of course, really. We've been serving the community for the past 40 years. That's how long we've been providing a voice for folks like you in our community. Just check out RadioWaterloo.ca and click on the Start a Show tab.
Well, thank you, Radio Waterloo. CKMS FM. Rockin' Waterloo.
After a night out with your friends, there are always options for getting home safely. You could call your BFF, your mom or dad, whoever you can count on for a safe ride home. You could call your favorite cab company or 1-888 taxi guy, or you could use the Arrival Live smartphone app to help you choose your ride. Be it a friend, transit or taxi, getting home safely is app easy. Now available for iOS and Android devices. Visit arrivealive.org to find out more. Arrive Alive. Drive sober.
pushing me around, but I stand my ground and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down.
Been forever since I've been gone. Haven't held you in so long. Miss you more than words can say. Guess we got a little off track, but love knows a way back. Through the storms and pouring rain. Got my hands. It's okay to let them go. Yesterday's all forgotten, and today we start rocking somewhere underneath the rainbow. We'll be right back.
sleep. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave, heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a
can't hold.
Thank you for staying tuned for all those great songs from the Bee Gees' Staying Alive in tribute to the way Chad Knaus was walking down Pitt Road when William Byron won the pole position. And like Chad Knaus has like this, literally like this like 70s disco walk, walking down Pitt Road. And he's like got a long Pitt Road to walk down to. And he's walking to Jimmy Johnson, his old driver, and he's just, I think he's trying to make him jealous. And it's like, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm not a woman, man. No time to talk. The whole time while he's walking down. So we played that tribute to Chad Knaus getting, he has two drivers. He's able to get their first pole positions in his career. Not bad. Not bad. Seven-time champion, crew chief, Chad Knaus. And then before that, Tom Cochran and Life's a Highway, Blake Shelton, Bring It Back, Sunshine, Tom Petty, Went Back Down, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and we played Motorhead, Counting Crows, Godsmack, and Ozzy Osbourne to kick off the show. And I, of course, invite you every week to listen in. We have talk, we have music. For your, if you're working on Mondays, maybe you're not working, whatever you're doing, you're able to listen to some music and some news every Monday, 1 to 2 p.m., www.radiowaterloo.ca, at CKMSWWM on Facebook and Twitter, as well as we're the official podcast for Unforgettable NASCAR. Check them out on Facebook and get some lots of cool talk, NASCAR history, a lot of insight. There's a lot of people on the group that are actually, they're in the industry, so that's cool stuff. When you join, make sure you say DJ JD of CKMSWWM sent you. And you make sure you tune into us next, like I said, next week, 1 to 2 p.m. for another episode. It'll be a fresh episode. I believe it'll be a live in the studio edition. So it'll be a nice special edition, Daytona 500 edition. And we're going to have that 1 to 2 Rogers Digital Cable Channel 946 Southern and Western Ontario. 102.7 and the 509, of course, www.radiowaterloo.ca, which is, of course, worldwide and mobile-friendly. Lots of cool stuff going on throughout the week. A little bit of a slow week, of course, after the clash. Just a couple days, just drivers get to chill out, maybe get a couple days in to relax or get prepped for the 500 this weekend. It's mostly, there's just episodes of Race Hub. And then media day is when the drivers go back to work on Wednesday. All the TV broadcasters and all the stuff come in and they interview the drivers. And then that's when they start work for sure. They don't get a day off until the end of the season. Because Thursday is the Can-Am Duel, 7 p.m. on TS. One of the TSNs will have it, or of course it's Fox Sports Racing here in Canada, or Fox Sports 1 in the United States. That might even just be on Fox. Who knows what happened. And of course, after that, there's going to be a cool little documentary between Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt. So Friday, Truck Race, 7 o'clock, TSN Network, Fox Sports Racing Network. And that'll be good to see. But earlier in the day, if you happen to be at home, there's practice and qualifying throughout the day. Lots of good stuff going on. Saturday, there's qualifying for the Xfinity Series race to kick off the morning. Lots of stuff going on throughout the weekend. The Xfinity Series race, 2:30, TSN Network, Fox Sports Racing Network, and then Sunday for the big 500 on Fox. I'd recommend watching on Fox because you get the American commercials, of course, the TSN Racing Network. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition. For the working man and the working woman, make sure you take care of yourselves and, of course, each other. There is no opposition to the genius switch. Make sure you keep salting and shoveling your sidewalks. Love, peace, and soul. And of course, that's the bottom line, folks. We'll see you down the road. Up next, Flash Gordon by Queen for tribute to new Hall of Famer Jeff Gordon. We'll be graced by his insights for the next few months.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this...
Later.
I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
This is CKMS, 102.7 FM in Waterloo Region, RadioWaterloo.ca on the web.
Like what you hear?
Why not drop a line at www.RadioWaterloo.ca?
Or if you would like to request a song, check out Radio Waterloo on Facebook and Twitter.
Or call us at 519-884-2567.
You are listening to the new 102.7 CKMS FM.
After a night out with your friends, there are always options for getting home safely. You could call your BFF, your mom or dad, whoever you can count on for a safe ride home. You could call your favorite cab company or 1-888 taxi guy. Or you could use the Arrival Live smartphone app to help you choose your ride. Be it a friend, transit or taxi, getting home safely is app easy. Now available for iOS and Android devices. Visit ArriveAlive.org to find out more. Arrive Alive. Drive sober.
Aw, man.
What's got you down there, DJ Denim?
I'm totally bummed. I never got accepted into my broadcasting program.
Aw, buddy. That sucks to hear. Why not?
Just applied a little too late this year, you know?
Yeah, man. I hear ya. But sometimes, life can get bad, but it's not always bad, because here at CKMS, we can help you out.
Really? That'd be awesome.
Yes, of course, really. We've been serving the community for the past 40 years. That's how long we've been providing a voice for folks like you in our community. Just check out RadioWaterloo.ca and click on the Start a Show tab.
Well, thank you, Radio Waterloo. CKMS FM, rockin' Waterloo.
Ho yay, ho yay, ho yay. This is Doug Turvey, the official town crier for the Township of Zora and the town of Ingersoll. You are listening to CKMS 102.7. This I hereby proclaim, God save the Queen.
Hi, this is Mary Walton, and this is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 and on the Rogers Digital Network at 946.
CKMS Radio!